I'm Lance Carter, and you're listening to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. At this year's Comic-Con, I got another chance to talk to Wilfred's Elijah Wood and Jason Gann. Speaking with them on the phone is absolutely no match for talking with them in person. These two are hilarious, especially Gann. If you don't know by now, Wilfred is a comedy about a depressed guy who thinks his neighbor's dog is an Australian guy in a dog suit. This time around, we talked about how Jason got the original idea for Wilfred, his little black dog nose, and Elijah answers some questions about The Hobbit. I really do appreciate it when you support the advertisers. Seriously, every little click does help. And now, here's Elijah and Jason.
So, when you got the original idea, you were completely stoned, right?
I was a little bit stoned. Well, I mean...
But in a good way, because I kept thinking I'm all like this.
The first 30 seconds of the short film, Wilfred offered a guy a bomb. So he wanted one of these. And when we wrote the short, we verbatim wrote it the way we improvised it at first. So yeah, I did that. There was a bong there when we wrote it. But you know, I'm not saying I'm pro drugs.
Not at all. Oh no. Any show where your characters get, you know, get stoned every episode?
People say, do you, is it a real part? It's like, have you been on a professional set? But I actually did a short film, my first short film that I made. I played this dude who was smoking weed, and he was sleeping on a mattress in the garage of his parents, of his mum's place. And I had set up like a Besser brick as his bedside table. And in this scene, I just like fall down half asleep back onto it on the pillow, and my mate was shooting. He said, didn't believe you. So I do it again. I got up and did it again. He's like, didn't believe it. And I'm like, are you serious? Didn't believe it. So do it again. And I went head first in the best of rig and split my head open, and for the rest of the short film I'm like concussed.
Right.
So that's what happens when you do it, when you perform stoned. Yeah.
What were the extras on Venice Beach? What was their reaction as you're in the dog suit? What kind of looks and things were
there?
You
was
getting?
Barely a reaction.
Yeah, I'm about to get
one
it,
yeah. Dude who was like a performer or a seller or some weird guy. I had like these teardrop reflector sunglasses on in between takes, and he's like, "Hey, the guy in the teardrop sunnies," you know, and I'm like, "That's what you draw attention to? That's what you see?"
You were probably the most normal thing they've seen all
it's
day.
It's the first time I've ever been in public in the Wilfred suit and felt like I was with my people, and like totally felt comfortable. Like, and it's not a joke, I really did. And every time we've shot on Venice, which I think is like four or five times now, there's been, coincidentally, Australians there.
Right.
And they come up to me and they're like, "Wilfred, we can't believe you're here," and they're so excited. And that's really encouraging for me to see the love.
Jason, I don't know if you know Elijah.
Oh! Where these come from?
New Zealander.
Right on.
We'll talk about pineapple lumps in a minute. But yeah, what was I saying?
You came about shooting in Venice and how awesome it is.
And the Aussies would say, yeah, well done and stuff. But the last time we were there, when we shot a lot of stuff, there was actually Americans coming up from the promo saying, "Hey, you Wilfred," you know, and it was like, there was a lot of love for the characters.
Elijah, I wanted to ask, because I wanted to follow up on something I asked you earlier. You said you haven't seen like a full episode of the show yet, but do you want to see it in order? And also, just for you, like, have you seen any of the episodes?
I've watched some episodes.
How do you usually like to watch the episodes? And for you, like, do you want to see...
Well, they were asking, because I've not actually been able to sit down at home and watch an episode.
Why? It's different. Like, I've seen all the episodes, obviously, before they've gone to air, and I need to see it. I can't watch something for the first time with people.
Right.
I need to be on my own, so I can, if I'm devastated, I can deal with that.
Finally.
Pull the pieces in front of the mirror and not in front of people. But there's definitely something different about when you watch a show and you know it's on TV live to if you're watching it on a computer or on a
right.
DVD.
No, it's
yeah,
because
you can feel the fact that there are a lot of people watching the show as well.
It's really
right.
Interesting.
I bet.
Yeah, you can feel it. That's why some people talk about it's all going to be Netflix one day. People will just access the shows. I'm like, there'll always be
there'll always be
something that people need to come
together. Experience,
yeah.
But you can kind of come together.
I hope so. Yeah.
So what did you think when you first got this?
I've told this story so many times, it's boring now.
I just fell in love with it.
I'd never read anything like it, you know? And it, when I got the script, the cover of the script said something about the fact that it was based on this original show in Australia. So I immediately looked it up and saw clips of it on YouTube, which actually served to enhance my experience, because I thought, fuck man, if we can make this kind of show,
right,
this is going to be really interesting. I've never seen anything like this on television.
God,
I love the darkness
yeah.
of the original show, and yeah. so that was, that built this real level of excitement in me, and then I ultimately met with David Zuckerman, who proceeded to tell me where he saw the show going, and fell in love with it even more. And it's such a great, the character of Wilfred is so great,
right.
and so funny.
Well, we talked to him earlier, too, about
I have another question. So you're a little hot guy, is that like
it's adorable. It's adorable. Look, I just discussed that actually. I brought it up then. I've actually got naturally a very cute nose. I've always had it. And often people think, is it put on? And it's not. But I'm very particular about it. Shitting in the contours of the nostril.
Right.
Like some band, it can't be up too high, it looks like a koala.
Very particular.
It's gotta go under there.
Very.
And like sometimes they don't get in the nook and cranny in there. But it's at one stage, like recently, the makeup artist said, look, I think we can get a mold done. We can get a mold done. It's a rubber one, and it just comes on and off. And for years I'd wanted that, but now, like with the cute extras on set, they really like the nose, and so I'm like, we don't need to rush the rubber one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's play this out for a little bit longer.
Yeah. So it's me. It's all me.
So kind of where do you see Ryan's like character art kind of take, you know, like where would you kind of like to see it go?
Well, I mean, I think I'd like to see, and it sort of does start to happen, where he starts the actual process of recovery, it does start
right.
to get better.
Okay.
And we will see that. In terms of where we want it to go, no.
Well, I mean, recovery doesn't always necessarily go an incline either. So we've got a lot of twists and turns and stuff that we think will be really exciting to explore. Hopefully we've just started.
What are you most looking forward to for The Hobbit?
I don't know. I think I'm looking forward to having the experience of seeing everyone again and being back in New Zealand. In terms of the actual films,
considering there's so much that has gone on in terms of visual effects since the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
It's just,
any particular scenes that
not really. I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing Smaug and how they realize Smaug. I think that's going to be very interesting as a character. I'm looking forward to seeing the 13 dwarves, and their characters come to life. 3D, all of that. But just great storytelling. I think I'm looking forward to seeing the scripts come to life. Peter, Fran, and Philippa write incredible stories that are incredibly compelling. You know, they're obviously based on this incredible source material for sure, but they write really beautiful, they weave in a lot of beautiful humanity and they make you really empathize with the characters that they create. So I'm looking forward to that.
A lot of people think it's rubber. It's not. It's basically just drawn on. I used to do it with a pencil.
Next season is going to be CG.
But Wilfred's a lot more fun, though, isn't it?
Yeah. We are going to do green screen eventually, you know, like, so I'll get some other idiot in the suit walking around and I'll just do it from my bed and I'll just do facial.
Oh, yeah, it'll just be like, it'll be face replacement.
Yeah,
totally.
Right. I have to ask on a shallow note.
Then this is going to be the last question, guys.
Okay, good.
On a shallow note.
Were there discussions about picking out the mom for Wilfred and what bear he was
going to
have sex with?
Oh, those are pertinent questions.
Those are pertinent questions, right?
Yeah, and I would bear, you know, there was a lot of cuddly toys brought for us to see, and we looked at it, and it's kind of like, oh, the head's too big on that, but it's got a better ass. hang on, just let me road test this one. It's like, take it back. They're like, we can't take it back now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And the bongs, there were multiple bongs.
Yes.
You know what I love, by the way? I read a comment on it was in response to one of the episodes.
Right.
And someone was like, you know, I'm already seeing some problems. That makes no sense. And I was like, oh, this, how does Wilfred get a lighter? Where did he get the lighter from?
Okay.
Here, where do you get the key card?
Where do you get the lighter?
But I'm like,
that's funny.
Where do you get the lighter? Where do you get the bong, dude? What do you mean?
Where do you get the human face?
Yeah. And with that, we're done.
Thanks, guys, and thank you for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV, and theater, and so much more. Thank you for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.